Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Legacy of Ashes. The History of the CIA by Tim Weiner is an extensive, compelling, and thoroughly researched examination of one of America's most powerful institutions, the Central Intelligence Agency. Drawing from a wealth of historical documents, interviews, classified materials, and first-hand accounts, Weiner provides a sobering, often disturbing look at the inner workings of the CIA since its inception. The book chronicles its critical role in global politics, intelligence operations, and covert actions, delving deep into the myriad of successes, failures, scandals, and controversies that have shaped the agency over the decades. Rather than embellishing or fictionalizing the exploits, Weiner presents an unflinching critique of the agency's operational reality, spotlighting flawed intelligence, bureaucratic disarray, and the political manipulation that have periodically endangered global stability and shaken American credibility. By doing so, Legacy of Ashes offers readers profound insights into how clandestine operations and spycraft have played a substantial role in shaping the modern geopolitical landscape. This book not only serves as a historical record, but also as a powerful and haunting reminder of the risks and moral dilemmas associated with intelligence and espionage, raising essential questions about transparency, national security, and democratic accountability. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, founding and early failures of the CIA. Tim Weiner begins by detailing the circumstances surrounding the establishment of the CIA after World War II. Conceived as an intelligence institution designed to assure American national security, the CIA quickly encountered operational flaws and organizational weaknesses. Instead of becoming an efficient and highly effective intelligence agency, Weiner reveals how internal bureaucracy, turf battles, poor communication, and lack of accountability resulted in a series of early intelligence failures. Notable among these failures were misjudgments about Soviet intentions, inability to foresee critical international events, and staying blind to significant security threats. These initial errors paved the way for a long-standing pattern of operational mishaps that marred the agency's credibility. This topic underscores the dissonance between the agency's grand ambitions and the reality of its early operations, informing readers of how institutional shortcomings manifested from day one and persisted. Secondly, CIA's role in Cold War operations and covert actions. A critical portion of the book is dedicated to examining the CIA's covert operations during the Cold War era. Through extensive documentation, the author describes intervention operations like those in Guatemala, Iran, Cuba, and the involvement in Vietnam. Weiner highlights problematic outcomes caused by these covert actions, emphasizing both successes and dramatic failures. Readers learn about the complicated and often morally ambiguous impact of CIA actions like regime changes, clandestine warfare, political assassinations, and extensive manipulation of foreign governance and policy decisions. The agency's actions were often guided by short-term political expediency without a thorough analysis of long-term implications, frequently spurring unforeseen complications, international backlash, or even disastrous outcomes. This analysis enables readers to comprehend the long-lasting geopolitical consequences and ethical questions linked to covert intelligence operations. Thirdly, the CIA and intelligence failures leading to major U.S. foreign policy blunders. Throughout the book, Tim Weiner provides detailed accounts of significant intelligence lapses that have dramatically affected U.S. foreign policy decisions. He examines intelligence errors regarding handling Soviet strategies, Vietnam War escalation, the fall of the Shah in Iran, the Bay of Pigs invasion, and later, massive miscalculations concerning Saddam Hussein and weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Each of these examples underscores a core pattern of systemic intelligence. Failures had massive ripple effects on U.S. policy strategies, often leading to enormous costs in human lives, resources, global standing, and national unity. By presenting each failure with meticulous detail and primary evidence, Weiner allows readers to contemplate the gravity and repercussions of poor intelligence management and execution that still reverberate today. The author stresses that inadequate intelligence and communication contributed significantly to some of America's biggest foreign policy mistakes. Fourthly, internal dysfunction and bureaucratic chaos within the agency. Weiner highlights the internal dysfunction and bureaucratic chaos that have persistently undermined operations in the CIA. From leadership challenges, insufficient oversight, internal rivalries, and mismanaged resources to failures in sharing critical information, the author meticulously outlines operational weaknesses within the agency. The text points to multiple instances where departmental rivalry and competition for budgets and prestige overrode the prudent management of intelligence operations. Rather than acting as a cohesive, well-coordinated organization, the CIA frequently behaved as fragmented and dysfunctional, impairing its efficiency, effectiveness, and overall reputation. This understanding of internal chaos sheds light on underlying issues that repeatedly led the agency astray and offers insights into why intelligence operations often faltered despite vast resources and talented personnel. Lastly, influence on American democracy and global perception. The book critically explores the complicated relationship between the CIA's operations and American democracy. Weiner reveals how the agency's actions, often carried out without accountability or appropriate oversight, raised serious concerns regarding transparency, civil liberties, and governance. Furthermore, the author explains how controversial covert operations and revelations of intelligence failures have had a lasting impact on how America and American values are perceived worldwide. Numerous scandals, such as unlawful domestic surveillance, alleged assassination attempts, or involvement in controversial interrogation practices, tarnish the agency's and, by extension, America's international reputation. The author's narrative leads readers to a broader consideration of how clandestine governmental institutions might affect democracy's integrity domestically and America's image internationally, prompting readers to reflect critically about democratic oversight, transparency and governance, the true cost of security, and moral implications of intelligence gathering. In conclusion, Legacy of Ashes: The History of the CIA is an indispensable book for anyone interested in understanding international relations, American foreign policy history, intelligence operations, and governmental accountability. Policymakers, political scientists, historians, and anyone seeking a nuanced, in-depth insight into the functioning of intelligence agencies will find this book profoundly beneficial. By documenting a meticulous historical record of misjudgments, controversial operations, and devastating outcomes, Weiner forces readers to reconsider the conventional narratives surrounding espionage and intelligence agencies' supposed omnipotence or infallibility. The stark analysis prompts a more realistic perception of international politics and the complexities behind governmental decision-making. This book is highly beneficial for those questioning how intelligence is collected, processed, and utilized within governmental frameworks, and who are keenly interested in the democratic principles that may conflict with secrecy and covert operations. Unlike many other books that either demonize or romanticize espionage, Legacy of Ashes provides an objective, factual narrative untangled from myths, boasting rigorous research and sharp analysis. Thus, it becomes an essential resource for readers aiming for accuracy, depth, and a comprehensive understanding of the consequences an intelligence entity can bring a nation and the international community. Buying this book is invaluable because it provides authentic insights into critical historical decision-making, encouraging mindful comprehension and debate about intelligence, ethics, national security, and democratic values. If you would like to support Tim Weiner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.